This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He is not a racist, I can tell you that. He's a good person. He actually gets a very unfair press in that regard. But we'll see what happens with Mr. Bannon, but he's a good person, and I think the press treats him, frankly, very unfairly.
President Trump addressing, among other things, Steve Bannon and what will happen with his future. He was not addressing specifically that, but there is certainly a lot of news about that. He is in limbo because there is some growing calls for the strategist booting and whether or not he has a place in the White House that makes sense or not. He made a significant contribution to Trump's election. There's no question about that. But now his stay in the White House is being questioned. So job status in doubt. Maybe this moves on. Maybe it doesn't. But one of the things that Trump told reporters is, as you just heard there, I like Mr. Bannon. He's a friend of mine, but Mr. Bannon came on very late. You know that is what he's saying, asserting he was well on his way to the White House before the banker turned filmmaker turned right-wing media entrepreneur joined the campaign, which is true. He wasn't there in the beginning for the overall fight for Trump to get into the White House. So certainly job security is a big question mark for Steve Bannon. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, and as we continue to rock and roll through the week, can you believe it's hump day right upon us? And it is a really wild, crazy, and pressure-building time in the United States. I think because of what happened in Charlottesville, I said this before, I spent a lot of time in Charlottesville when I was a kid, and in a place in the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Ian Crookedon Tennis Camp. My mom used to send me there, and I love the fact that I could spend time there. It's beautiful. And spent time in Charlottesville itself. It's sad for me to see what's happened over this past weekend to what is really a sleepy, cool kind of town. But a town that had a history and had some Confederate statues that were being removed, which led to the flare-up point, and then ultimately led to what happened in near 20 people being injured and one woman being killed when some maniac decided to drive a car through a group of protesters on all sides of this. And of course, there were two officers that were killed too, that were in a helicopter patrolling the area, trying to see what was happening with the crowds. And while some are thinking about back to school, some are thinking about the furor over Charlottesville and what the president has said and what some have said that the president isn't saying and needs to say, especially with white supremacists loving what's happening with Donald Trump. The they're praising his comments while the VP is saying it's inaccurate, some of what's being said. Trump on Tuesday described the anti-racism protesters as the alt-left and said there's blame on both sides. You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also violent. Nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now, is what he said at a press conference at Trump Tower. So there was criticism, not just from Democrats, but from Republicans as well. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said on his Twitter, "We have to be clear, white supremacy is repulsive. This bigotry is counter to all this country stands for. There can be no moral ambiguity." I do agree with no moral ambiguity. There should not be any of that happening, and particularly the violence that we saw and, frankly, the absurdity of where we are in this country when it comes to race, when it comes to human life. We condemn the Islamic terrorists, and I certainly do that on this show as somebody who was there on 9/11 in New York and had my life ripped apart and watched as many others had their lives really destroyed by having people killed in New York or in Washington or in that field in Shanksville. But when we talk about not tolerating that, we certainly shouldn't tolerate anything that leads to igniting the flame that implodes in the way it did in Charlottesville, Virginia. You might want to throw in your two cents. Of course, you can always here on the show. I don't care what your point of view is. Just have a point of view. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Here's kind of the round robin of what's being said. I read the Washington Post this morning, and the headlines were defiant after backlash. Trump reiterates both sides to blame in Virginia, which I just talked about. And then I saw something else in the Post where they talked about rhetorical ricochet on Charlottesville illustrates basic truths about the president. And then another piece of that saying Trump made it clear he sides with the alt-right. The president argued that he initially accused both sides of being at fault because he wasn't aware of the full facts. Then he defended the aims of the protest and compared George Washington to Robert E. Lee in the process, is what the Washington Post is saying. A woman, by the way, rammed in the car by the car, filed a $3 million lawsuit against white nationalists for inciting violence. And I think there'll be some more that will jump on this. Who knows? Again, who knows where that ends up? It may be a class action suit. I'm not sure. And who specifically would be named in that suit would be interesting to watch that, because you can't just umbrella it. It would have to be somebody more specific if you really were going to be able to go after somebody. And I'm not sure, you know, who that person would be, frankly. If we picked up the New York Post this morning, and I did, I read all papers in between to get a smattering of opinion, the South, the East, the West, etc., scouring kind of the headlines just to get the, I'll call it slant, because there are different slants on this. There were a lot of pieces on the Confederate monuments and whether or not they should topple, that many saying they're not about heritage or history, they're tools of white supremacists, and it ignites the fanaticism to an extreme level and has to be eradicated. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, when you remove, like on Stone Mountain, the carving that's on the mountain, is that removing problems with racism in the country? Are the people who are being led to violence here and there, are they about being motivated by the symbols and by the KKK and etc.? You have what initially started here as taking down some Confederate statues as to being the flashpoint of it. And now there are other monuments that are being discussed. And what counts as erasing history? Where does it stop? And this is something that scholars would be pondering. Do you remove monuments? Do you remove them because of where we are now? Or should they stand as a reminder of what history was? It certainly is a symbol, but it's something that definitely marked what happened in that area. Interesting. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, 'cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
I do it the same way, and you know why? Because I want to make sure when I make a statement that the statement is correct. And there was no way. There was no way of making a correct statement that early. I had to see the facts, unlike a lot of reporters.
All right, so that's Donald Trump, and so much of the discussion about Charlottesville, Charlottesville, Charlottesville. So, of course, that's where we start. I can't remember how much was dedicated to this. It is terrible of what happened in Charlottesville. It's despicable. It's every adjective you can think in the book you can, you know, heave out here. It doesn't change what happened, and it's worth having that debate of the, I think the idea of history is bound to repeat itself. Where, how far do you go in removing hateful symbols, what is really hateful of the past and destroyed lives, versus it's part of history and a reminder, you know. There has to be some line of demarcation. You just can't pull out everything, I think. But that's not even a discussion to have here, because really, certainly what's happened at what's happened in Charlottesville is just flat out wrong. And we're human beings. Come on. We don't want, you know, the United States to be represented that way. It's reprehensible is what it is. So you have protesters facing off all over the place, including outside of Trump Tower. That's nothing new. There have been a lot of donations that have poured into Charlottesville. There we go. There's the generous hearts of people. There's a fund that went up that now is almost at $1 million to help the family of the 32-year-old woman who died, to help other families, because there were people, remember, certainly that were hurt in the car flying through the crowd because people had to be hospitalized with injuries. So, you know, once that happens in the melee, you come out of it and you've got surgeries or injuries that you have to, you know, that you have to deal with. To be sure, there were, believe it or not, a few other things that happened that have a reverberating effect to us here in the United States, including Rex Tillerson, who, by the way, I think is doing a great job as Secretary of State. Rex Tillerson said that he made some comments at the State Department. He was introducing the annual report on religious freedom, and he said U.S. allies, including Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, did not uphold principles of religious freedom in 2016, while the Islamic State carried out genocide against religious minorities. Saudi Arabia, according to Tillerson, should embrace greater degrees of religious freedom of all its citizens. He talked about criminal penalties for atheism, blasphemy, insulting the Saudi state's interpretation of Islam, as well as discrimination and targeting Shiite Muslims. The king follows the Sunni Muslim Wahhabi school of Islam, and that makes a big difference. So that's what he was saying there. He talked about Bahrain saying it has to stop discriminating against the Shia communities. Obviously a big problem. Talked about the Chinese government torturing and imprisoning thousands for practicing their religious beliefs. And talked about human rights in general. He did all of that. Didn't talk about the refugees that were fleeing religious intolerance and persecution and coming into the United States, but talked about allies in how they handle others who do not follow their particular religious standards that they have set for themselves and their choices, and how that is should absolutely be turned around in those places. This was big news because if you've looked at that card in your wallet lately, how much is being covered, CBO says premiums are going to spike 20% if Trump cuts off Obamacare funds, 20% higher in 2018. Because remember, there's that threat of stopping billions of dollars of payments to health insurers. The Congressional Budget Office found that terminating the payments would mean 5% would live in areas that don't have an insurer in the individual market. They estimated that more insurers would participate by 2020, but they would observe how the market works without the payments, and most people would be able to probably purchase insurance. So 20%. An increase of 20% in premiums. It's pretty much how we've been rolling for how long? It's since probably the late 90s. The insurance companies are the ones ultimately who make out in all of this in the end, aren't they? They do. And you have to have coverage. Well, you don't have to have coverage, but if you don't have coverage, you're playing Russian roulette, and therein lies the rub for people who are doing that tug of war over what to do, what to pay, and all of that. And it just seems so counterculture to the whole idea of, gosh, and there's got to be a better way for this. There has to be competition, erase state lines, whatever it would take to up the ante in the favor of the people instead of the insurance company. But this is falling on deaf ears as we've gone to Washington, covered this again and again and again, over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And we just kind of are banging our heads the same way, and we get the same, you know, reaction. That's exactly what happens. Let's give you an update on a story that was so sad. Congressman Scalise is going to... Remember, he was injured in that shooting in June when he was getting ready for a congressional baseball game. And now the Republican congressman from Louisiana is close to coming back in September. And apparently that, well, first of all, it's great that he's coming back. He has fought his way back into being in shape to be able to do that. The House Majority Whip was, of course, shot, like I said, at a ballpark in Alexandria, Virginia. They were practicing for that annual ball game. Three other people were wounded before police shot the attacker. And, you know, you got to think about this. He lost a ton of blood. And him being where he is now is pretty extraordinary. He was hit with a high caliber rifle at the time. So that is great news. And indeed, without a doubt, that he'll be back in September. It was so frightening to see that that could happen. I'm not playing Pollyanna, but the fact that he was simply preparing for a game where Democrats and Republicans were actually brought together, and they do it every single year, and then somebody decides that he's going to go and shoot at people that are there on the field. So, yay, bravo. That didn't look good in the very, very beginning because of what I said. The amount of blood that was lost was so huge, and the amount of time to try to get him into the hospital, get him to an emergency room, became so critical. And, of course, eventually obviously he got there, but it was kind of touch and go more than I think people realize when he went down. Luckily, people were trying to help him immediately and stop the blood and do what they could to stop that flow of blood. Because when that happens, especially a high caliber rifle and how it hit him, it is like a miracle that here that was June and he's in enough shape that he feels like he's going to be able to go back and, work. Wow. So bravo. A good story in light of all these things that are so awful and terrible and despicable with this bigotry and violence that we've been just caught on for the last 3 or 4 days. And then when that bubbles down, what happens next after Charlottesville, after that repulsive act? Oof. Hang with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime. Folsom, yet another version. You rock, Andy. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So I'm totally excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. He may be, I don't know, zoning out, perhaps grabbing a few Z's or meditating, and I can completely relate to that because Peter Friedman from Calm.com, my favorite new app, is going to join us. And Greg, I have to tell you, it's been a game changer for me. Sometimes with, you know, everything I have going on, radio shows and speaking, you know, my crazy life and writing a book, I have a hard time winding down, especially.
No, you have a hard time. You have a hard time winding down.
Shocking, but this app has been it's been a game changer for me. I fall asleep. I turn it, I put it on, and it's right there at my nightstand, and it's awesome. And I've also used it when I've been in before I get on a plane, where I used to say I can't even try to meditate. I can't calm my mind down, and I use it then too, and it's helped
me
in these two
different. You know, as you were describing it, and by the way, I want to, Peter, it's great that you're here. Peter Friedman, he works with a company called Calm.com, and I want to spell it because it's a little hard to catch verbally. It's C-A-L-M, like calm down, calm.com. And Peter's the producer of a movie called Ba Ba Land, which we're going to talk about. But I want to say, Kate, and Peter, we will let you talk too. Don't worry. It's
okay.
But it is our show, gosh darn it. But I wanted, you know, I'm getting on a plane to New York tomorrow, and as you were describing this app, I was thinking maybe I should download that and listen to it on the plane.
Yeah.
So I'll check that out. I will report back. Do you think we should let Peter talk now?
I think we should, Peter. So here's the question. I want to ask you this. You are the producer of this new film, Ba Ba Land, for Calm.com, and apparently it's an 8-hour hour slow motion film about sleep, but the
sheep
thing
about sheep,
not sleep. Sheep and sleep go together, by the way. It's billed as the dullest movie ever made. What is that about? How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, and if you're the dullest guest we've ever had, this interview is not going to last very long. So, unlike the sheep, you better pump it up.
If you're still awake in 5 minutes, then I'll be doing a poor job. Yeah, we came up with the idea because a lot of people use calm.com as a way to help them get to sleep. And one of the most popular features on calm.com are their sleep stories or bedtime stories for grown-ups. So we were chatting and talking, and we were discussing, well, what would be the ultimate insomnia cure? And one of the ideas suggested was an 8-hour slow-motion movie about sheep, which sort of the antidote to Hollywood action movies, where, I mean, a movie like The Bourne Supremacy, for example, the average camera shot lasts about 2 seconds, where we have camera shots over an hour long. So it's basically, it consists of 8 hours of sheep standing around in a field doing very little. So we are billing it, as you say, as the dullest movie ever made and as the ultimate insomnia cure.
So is it 8 hours? Is it significant that it's 8 hours long, or did you get bored after 8 hours?
The reason for 8 hours, of course, is because that's the number of hours that we're supposed to sleep to get a good night's sleep. But the director's cut was about 12 or 13 hours. We really had to battle with the director to get it down to 8 hours. So we may release that if there's enough public demand. There's also a trailer that's just under 90 seconds that you can find online by Googling Baba Land. So that's for those who haven't got time to watch the whole 8 hours. Yeah, so far, we've only released the trailer. We're going to do a world premiere of the movie at a cinema in the center of London in the UK in September, probably mid-September. And we're also going to be doing a global webcast on the same day, which will be a world premiere, which will be on calm.com. So people across the world will be able to watch it.
Are Kate and I invited to the world premiere? Because
you are certainly invited. There will be members of the cast attending.
No, really?
Yes.
There will be sheep
there? The world
there?
Exclusive. But you're invited either to the premiere in London or to watch it online on calm.com. We also hope it will have a future on TV. I mean, it's an example of the art film genre known as slow cinema, which, as you know, is characterized by very long camera shots and general lack of plot or action or narrative. But it's also an example of the growing genre of slow TV, and a number of TV channels, including Netflix and the BBC and various channels in Scandinavia and Czech Republic, there is a growing appetite for slow TV, long, slow programs in which very little happens. So we expect that after it premieres in the cinema in London and on calm.com, that it will have a future on TV, maybe on Netflix, maybe on a dedicated channel.
Mm. Wow. So you made this movie for calm.com. We haven't really delved into the company at all, so tell us about the company, Peter.
Well, calm.com is a very fast-growing meditation app. There's a number of, as you know, there's a number of guided meditation programs of different lengths and on different themes that you can enjoy. I mean, it's actually started by two British guys, but it's based in San Francisco. Mm. And it's growing very fast. It's last month passed 10 million downloads, and the company is growing, will grow in revenue about threefold this year, so it's going to grow about 300%. It's also just launched its first physical product last week, in fact, which is called Sleep Mist, which is a lavender sleep spray that you spray on your pillow. But what's unusual about it is it goes with, while inhaling the lavender spray, you also listen to an accompanying sleep story or bedtime story on a lavender theme. So it's a kind of new combination of aromatherapy and audio therapy, a combination of smell and sound to help you. So, I mean, lots of people in Silicon Valley, I'm sure you know, are doing all sorts of high-tech things with virtual reality to create immersive experiences, but this is a very low-tech new type of immersive experience, combining, as I say, smell and sound. So you will go to sleep while listening to a very slow, relaxing story about lavender and lavender fields in Provence in southern France, while inhaling the special spray, which is scientifically proven to help you relax and nod off to sleep. So yeah, it's growing very fast, and it's doing all sorts of innovative things. The Babaland movie and the first physical product are both examples of how it's starting to move from online to offline into the real world. So it's going to be occupying both spheres, the online and the offline world.
I want to bring this conversation back to the topic of sleep. We're talking with Peter Friedman. He's the producer of the new film Babaland. It's B-A-A, if that reminds you of a sheep, it's deliberate. Babaland, it's an 8-hour slow-motion film he made for Calm.com about sheep, and it's billed as the dullest movie ever made. And Peter, what I want to ask you is, you made the movie, you said, 8 hours long because that's how much time we should be getting sleep. I'm guessing you have some statistics about how much time we're actually getting sleep.
Yes, I'm trying to get them to hand. I know that tens of millions of Americans do have serious sleep problems, and insomnia is a modern and growing epidemic. The statistics are pretty frightening. So most people are getting significantly less than that. Fortunately, I'm not one of them because sleeping is one of my big talents. We did a survey a few weeks ago to find out which day of the week people had most difficulty sleeping, and the runaway winner was Sunday. Three times as many people have trouble sleeping on a Sunday as on any other day, and the day when people have least trouble sleeping is Thursday night. And the reasons for those two things are connected. There are a number of reasons people find difficulty sleeping on Sunday night, but the biggest reason is that they disrupt their routine. They kind of go to bed late on a Friday, and even more on a Saturday, and then they sleep in late on a Saturday morning. And then by the time it gets to Sunday night, they're not tired, they're not sleepy, and then so they can't get to sleep. Then they start worrying about they can't get to sleep, and then they get into a vicious circle. And I mean, by Thursday night, they've just about got back into their routine after spending a whole week getting back into the groove, and then the weekend comes around again. So yeah, sleep is a huge problem, and that's why one of the reasons that Calm is growing so fast, because people use both the meditation programs and the sleep stories, the bedtime stories for grown-ups, to help them get to sleep. And they're both kind of natural sleep aids, because it's obviously far better if you can get a natural aid than if you have to rely on medication.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear more about the premiere. We definitely have to have you back on, because I want to see what that cast of hundreds, all those sheep, are like. Peter Friedman, Calm.com, and the producer of Babaland. I love it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to another edition of Your Business. So check this story out. I want you to follow the bouncing ball. We've talked a little bit about what's happening with some blue chip companies, but especially this one. Coca-Cola slashed the pay for their chief executive officer by 42%. You remember that last year? And part of that was all of the brouhaha on charges to a compensation, changes rather, to a compensation plan that had really upset a lot of investors when they reported the pay. And obviously then that dumped to 14.6 million, but what it was, when we've talked about this before with CEO pay, was 25.2 million in the previous year. So check this out. There was a proxy filing that happened last week, and this move came after 17% of Coca-Cola shareholders elected not to support the company's proposed equity pay plan. To explain all of that, if that makes no sense, but we have talked about that, especially pay and what's happened in some of these companies, but like I said, Coca-Cola specifically, is David Winters. David Winters, CEO of Winter Green Advisors, really pushed this baby forward, and David, we are so thrilled to have you in our virtual green room. We appreciate you coming on.
Kate, it's great to be here. Wintergreen Advisors runs a fund called the Wintergreen Fund, and we had read the Coca-Cola proxy in 2014 and found that they were essentially giving themselves an extra $24 billion in compensation. And once we dug into it, we realized there were very little criteria for all this. So we decided to object. My business partner, Liz Cohenour, she said, David, it's the right thing to do. And ultimately, after quite a bit of work, the Coca-Cola company reduced the amount of pay, and it's much more in line with the interests of all shareholders of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, so what does, when you started to dig into that, I'm sure you were like the fly that they wish never flew into the window, but that is shocking. $24 billion in compensation, pumping that number up. Do you think there's a lot of other companies in that situation that we just don't know about?
Well, you know, I think it's a big victory for the Wintergreen investors and for all Coca-Cola investors. But, Kate, I think that one of the big issues in America today is, you know, sort of excess compensation and rubber stamping of these types of plans. And it's Wintergreen, not an index fund, that objected to all this. So we're hopeful that this sets an example for all of our great country that most of the winnings of companies go to the shareholders, not just the top few people.
Yeah, and do you think part of that, it's how does that, well, and maybe I'm asking a layup question, how does that happen, but is it kind of when nobody's looking, there's a way to sneak that, I'll call it extra cheese in there, and unless somebody like you comes along and they don't question a lot of it, it just keeps on going as the status quo, right?
Kate, you're absolutely right. It took a lot of courage, and it certainly wasn't easy to do by any means. And, you know, there were a lot of people who, of course, wanted all that money. And, you know, we're all for people doing well who do well. You know, that's fine. It's just when, you know, there's these excessive transfers. So I think everybody has to think like an owner. Everybody has responsibility in the country. But really, it's the very few folks like us who, you know, we're a longtime holder. You know, we didn't buy it to push it,
right,
just to make a quick buck. We did it because, you know, we care about our investors and, you know, we're advocates. And I think that it's something that we need to do so that all investors can do well for their retirements.
Yeah, there you go. And you said the magic word, bingo, retirements, because that's where you see the money drop down if you're not paying attention and you have the excessive compensation. That's where it can clobber you when you're talking about the stock, frankly. So what was the reaction as more people are starting to realize this happened? It had to be pretty positive for you.
You know, it's really been very interesting because at first there was, people, we were stunned. Then everybody else was stunned. Warren Buffett, you know, came out on TV a number of times and said we had standing and that he agreed with us that it was excessive and we did the right thing. And ultimately, he was part of the solution. And a lot of shareholders who we thank around the country and around the world rallied to the cause. And now the Coca-Cola company is, they've got a new president. They're starting to restructure the company. They're becoming more transparent, Kate. So we really feel that it's a big victory, not only for Wintergreen, but for, you know, all Coke shareholders. And it's just the idea that, you know, shareholders are the owners. And,
Shareholders are the owners. Absolutely. And then what have we, you know, you watch, obviously, as I said, blue chip stocks, especially one like Coca-Cola. Certainly you, with now, with the market valuation and then that flip around, that should help continue to buoy the stock, right?
Well, you know, we hope so. You know, they've really embarked and, you know, we're ecstatic. You know, they've listened to a lot of what we've said. And they've embarked upon a process of improving the company, which should be good for, you know, all Coca-Cola shareholders and hopefully will be a beacon for, you know, all companies around the country to really, you know, have laser-like focus on what their purpose is.
Yeah, and we said this at the top. I mean, certainly we're not naive to this. If this happened with Coca-Cola, it has to be happening with some other places, which I know here on this show when we talk about business and we've had all kinds of people on and all kinds of outrageous situations, and then situations where the right things are happening, that's when the hackles of the shareholders really get up. And, of course, the people who, and you said it, the magic word, retirement. I mean, this is... You know, we're all kind of a little bit at the craps table. You know that, David. And when you think you have something solid, that's the thing. The company that has something solid and something people want to be a part of, you know, they don't want to see that go down the tubes, right?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I think the, you know, what was surprising about Coke and, you know, really what we do at Wintergreen is we own a lot of very sort of solid, almost boring companies because, you know, we want to be able to sleep well at night. And compound capital, which is really what everybody needs, because even if there's no inflation, Kate, you know, everything costs more every year.
Yeah, boy, that is the truth. Absolutely. Well, good for you. I think it's terrific that you spent some time with us. We appreciate that. Big story, David Winter, CEO of Wintergreen Advisors. Thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, Kate, thank you so much, and keep up the good work. You're doing a fabulous job.
Thanks, David. All right, wow, what a story. Huge to get David to come on with us because, you know, this is a guy with an incredible background, but forget the incredible background. He certainly has the chops here. As I said, not forget it, but that he was this beacon because he realizes he's right. You heard him say it, so that's almost sort of boring. That's the kind of people you want. When we talk about the scariness of what's going on and inflation and what happens and that balancing act that goes on when you retire and what happens to stocks. And when, as I said to him in the beginning, or I kind of set it up where I was talking about, okay, Coca-Cola, a blue chip company, you know, there's a reason why it was a blue chip company. So the fact that Coca-Cola slashed the CEO's pay after they went and revamped their equity program is huge. And when he said the number 20, I mean, you want to talk about a hair on my arms went like straight up. Imagine that. I want you all to think about this for a second. $24 billion extra basically being heaped on in compensation. That is a shocking amount. I mean, that is an absolute shocking amount. So when we go back and I say that the pay fell to $14.6 million. That was your key number. You know how I talk about numbers. $14.6 million from $25.2 million the year before. That is a very, very big, big deal, my friends. I mean, no question about it. And it does absolutely make you wonder what else when you look at funds or when you, not funds so much, when you look at individual companies, and we see the pay, and I say this all the time. Listen, I think if you're doing the work, if it's doing well, do you get what you deserve? You know, if it is pumping going and you have the right to whatever it is. I don't want to put my hand on someone else's dough when they should get it, but when what was happening at Coca-Cola is going on, then you got to, I think you got to question it. So it's good for him, good for David and Wintergreen Advisors that they dove into this, and it's to the advantage of anybody who has Coca-Cola in their portfolio, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
I'm just a Gino, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Pay for every dance, selling each romance. Ooh, what to say? There will come a day when you will pass away. What will they say?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.